When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on with Adam Ludostansky, head of Illinois Commercial Banking for Associated Bank. Adam, welcome back.
Thanks, Steve. Always great to be here.
I want to focus our conversation in on interest rates today. The Federal Reserve Chair says that the Fed is not far from cutting interest rates. The latest inflation news might seem to suggest that it's going to be later than sooner. Would you agree with that?
I would, and I think a lot of our clients would as well. That's really where the rhetoric's gone of saying, yeah, we might have a couple of rate increases, but it would not be towards the second half of the year.
Yeah, rate decreases.
Rate decreases, thank you.
Yeah, and so what are we thinking, like maybe July, June or July, or later than that?
Well, I think, you know, the June is obviously on the table. I think it's going to be personally a little bit later than that. Just because things have seemed to, lagged a little bit as we've been thinking about rate decreases. So we're getting our clients prepared for it to be, you know, even later than that in the third quarter, or maybe even the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm. I want to get into that part of it in a minute, but I want to ask you more about why the Fed seems to be waiting and what seems to be going on with the economy. Explain to us why the Fed seems to be hesitating about moving forward with rate cuts. What are they not seeing in the economy that they think they should be seeing?
Well, I think the economy is still really strong. We're seeing price increases. And there are definitely some industries that, that are still doing well and just don't need to have the rate decrease yet. I think on the home side, that's where, we've been watching is the higher increases. How much will that slow the home sales? Mm-hmm. And I think that'll be a driver here. But for the most part, and the numbers indicate it, inflation continues to, while it's coming down, still be higher than the target and thus not the need for the rate decreases yet. Mm-hmm.
I heard a realtor the other day talking to a potential client about this, saying that interest rates, home interest rates, where they're, I guess, at about 7% now, a little bit under 7%, he was expecting them to be about 5.5% by November. Is that wishful thinking?
Well, he would probably know the home mortgage side more than me. My gut is that that's a little bit of wishful thinking. I do think that, individuals and companies are, while it may not be fun, they are getting more comfortable with the higher rate. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are impatient people as a culture, and folks that want to move are going to move. And then if rates fall, they can always refinance. So I think that's a little aggressive. But again, he's in the business, so he might know better than me.
Adam, you said earlier that the businesses that you're dealing with and working with, you know of, are making plans for this for the rest of the year. What do those plans entail?
Well, they really were making plans all last year, reducing inventory levels, tightening up on their receivables and collecting money quicker, whether that be through just communication with their clients or some efficiencies that with their operations. But clients have paid down debt over last year and even starting into this year. So they're sitting with really strong balance sheets. And so the less debt you have, the less you are impacted by the interest rates. So folks are sitting in strong positions. And now as orders are strong, as we start the year, they have more, ability to take on debt to grow because they're starting from a lower base. So I think that that's been the key thing and why we've seen some really strong starts to the year from our client base.
There was a survey by the Federal Reserve, the 12 regional Federal Reserve banks that they regularly survey small businesses. And a majority of the firms that they questioned said that higher interest rates were affecting their business in some way. And most of them said that was the increased debt payments. So for those companies that haven't been paying down their debt, those higher debt payments are making a big difference, aren't they?
They are. I mean, if you were tight before, you're definitely tighter with the higher interest payments. So, higher levered companies that were doing deals before the interest rate and taking on a lot of debts absolutely are feeling that impact and then need to figure out how to either grow revenues further and grow margin or offset it with expenses. I do think the companies that plan for it and were very conservative are reaping the benefit of that right now and then are seeing some pretty unique opportunities out in the market.
In addition to consumers paying higher prices for some things, companies are as well. What are companies paying higher prices for? I know they're paying more for salaries, right? I mean, the pay part of this is a big part of the equation, isn't it?
Yeah, you hit on the one that I was going to say. I mean, people are paying more for talent to retain and attract. You know, and I think ultimately that's one of the reasons why interest rates continue to stay where they are is because while salaries may not be going up as quickly, they still are going up. So that is the biggest expense that folks are seeing. And then, you know, obviously as we, you know, a lot of our companies have fuel and, you know, are impacted by gas prices. And so, you know, as those move, those are additional expenses that you know, are in the system as they work through their sales and working with their clients.
Aside from interest rates and dealing with debt payments and, you know, paying their workers enough and using bonuses to attract new workers, what are the other things that companies see as potential roadblocks or benefits in the coming year?
Well, I think, you know, benefit-wise is companies that are sitting in strong positions are able to take advantage of opportunities that are out there, whether that might be a company that is struggling or in need of capital and they can do an acquisition, or, you know, attracting people and keeping service levels at, you know, the expectation of their clients is another key thing. So, you know, being able to pull employees from competitors is another place that we've seen some pretty good activity from our client base. So those are the opportunities. On the other side, right, it's the exact opposite of making sure that you are retaining your employees so you can maintain your service levels. And we've also seen, you know, folks that maybe haven't invested over the last couple of years in equipment and seeing some equipment challenges that have hurt the throughput and then, you know, impact their delivery to their clients.
Talk to us a little bit about the global issues that might be impacting the local feeling. Geopolitical, we have a couple of wars going on. There's an election year this year in the United States. How much does that stuff impact what happens locally?
It's always out there as a, you know, a thought. But does it impact the day-to-day? I think our business owners, sadly, are kind of used to it at this point. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely something that people are keeping their eye on, but to have to be adjusting your business accordingly for the election or anything, you know, else that might be out there, it's just something that they can't do. So it's more of the kind of contingency of what could this do to our business, positively, negative, but it's not changing the day-to-day of how they're operating their business.
A lot of this has to do with the resiliency that some of these companies have built up, and that started with the pandemic, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, I keep going back to it as we've had conversations in today, but, you know, you built up the resiliency as you handle these situations as individuals, but building up that resiliency in your financials as well and making sure that, they, you know, you've operated conservatively and sitting in a position where, you know, some of these either geopolitical or interest rates or inflation don't have a significant impact because you haven't put yourself in a situation where one of them could have that significant impact.
Adam, I want to get your opinion on something else this morning as well. Big banks have been pressing U.S. regulators to reconsider a rule that requires them to hold greater buffers against future losses. And apparently they're getting some of what they want. What are they concerned about and what are they getting?
Well, I think anytime that banks need to increase their capital base, there's, you know, a few things going on, right? One, there's the cost of doing that, and you're either doing that through equity or doing it by making less loans or those type of things. So there's the cost of doing it. So it's just finding that appropriate level to ensure that we don't have, you know, anything like 2008 happen again and banks are protected, but also not impact how banks can help businesses, help individuals, you know, via too much capital in their bank.
It is interesting because I know that banks and the financial industry has been getting a little bit of pushback from time to time from Washington, and there seems to be a willingness now to help in this situation among those in Washington.
Yeah, I think that there will be a good balance that hopefully that comes out, where banks are set up to withstand any major disruption, but then also can continue to supply money to the system, because that is obviously another key component to making everything work. So I'm hopeful, you know, that there is a good balance there. I'm glad that the big banks are having those discussions and you know, that it's not hitting my desk per se, but I'm hopeful that there's going to be a good balance there.
Adam, great conversation as always. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Absolutely. They can feel free to call at 312-544-4511, and I'd welcome the conversation.
All right, Adam, we'll talk to you next time. Thank you.
Thanks.